If you're resolved to stay on top of tech trends, we've got just the man for you. Marc Jeannot is editor-in-chief of Popular Science magazine. Last week, he looked back on the innovations of 2010. Today, we're looking ahead. Marc Jeannot, welcome again.
It's great to be here, Jennifer.
So 2010 seemed to be a great year for touchscreen technology. I'm thinking of the iPhone and other mobile devices. But I take it you see a shift coming.
Yes, we're going to be shifting away from touch screens in favor of touch-free screens. Basically, in the last couple of years, we've seen a trend towards touching our screens in order to do whatever we want on them. But now, in the wake of the success of the Wii, the Kinect, and the Sony Move, we're going to be controlling all of our screens and all of our media going forward using gestures. You'll be standing in front of your television and you'll be, waving your hands. It's basically like playing charades with your electronics, I think. So it's another form of entertainment, I guess.
Oh no, so but that means my kids can't play in front of the TV then. So that would throw things off.
I think that there will be very carefully defined gestures. But yes, I'm looking forward to the crazy chaos that's caused by unintended gestures, causing, volume raising, channel shifting, that kind of thing.
Now, 2010 also saw a growing new market for 3D televisions. What's happening
Yes.
there?
That was a big trend. I don't know if you share my feeling about this, but I myself have always been fairly dubious about the staying power of 3D as long as we need to put on those glasses, which are both costly and kind of ungainly. So the great trend that we're seeing emerge is glasses-free 3D, naked eye 3D, and it's already sort of about to emerge on the Nintendo 3DS handheld game, and that's the way it's going to emerge in this year on small screens and smartphones and things like that. But within the next couple of years, we should see actual TV screens where you can watch your shows and your sports in glorious 3D without having to look like a geek.
Turning to automobiles now, you say cars are going to get smarter in the name of safety.
Yes, we are going to, I guess, willingly cede some control over our cars so that we can keep ourselves and others safe. The sort of first example of this in the new year is from Volvo with their pedestrian detection system, which will actually notice if there is a pedestrian in the roadway up to 160 feet away. And if it senses that you aren't noticing, basically by, seeing that you haven't slowed down, it will sound an alarm. And if you still don't do anything, it'll actually start braking without your efforts. And
Wow.
if you're going at 22 miles per hour or slower, it will brake completely before it reaches the obstruction in the road. And if you're going a little faster, it'll at least get it down to a reasonably low speed. And there's another a new safety feature coming out from Ford called Curve Control. This is a system that senses when you're entering a curve, like a highway off-ramp, too quickly. And it automatically reduces your speeds by up to 10 miles an hour in 1 second in order to keep you safe and keep you from rolling over potentially. 50,000 accidents a year are caused by people entering curves too quickly.
Finally, I gotta say, I am skeptical about this next item. You say 2011 will be the year of the flying car?
Or drivable airplane. It's maybe a small semantic distinction, but this is something that we at Popular Science have been touting for practically our entire 130-year
I can see it on the cover,
history.
yes.
Yes, many, many times. And I'm not going to let you down this time. This year will be the actual, no kidding, introduction of the Terrafugia Transition, which is a plane that can land on the tarmac, and then you fold up the wings and you drive it on regular roads to your home. So you're not just, you're backing out of your garage and taking off on the street in front of your house. You do have to drive it to an airport, but it is a great transition, as it's called, towards our ultimate dream of the flying car.
All right, so I guess we now know that old cartoon, The Jetsons, was set in 2011.
There you go. The future is upon us.
Marc Jeannot, editor-in-chief of Popular Science magazine. He joined us from NPR's New York Bureau. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.